The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had happened and what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and at my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and amazed, he asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus is it written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are the witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm usually with this community on Easter Sunday at 5:30, and that's the only time I'm with you, and I'm filling in today. I'm usually here on for the Saturday Vigil Mass. So I thought what I would do today, which I do in many parishes when I first meet a community, is give you a little of my faith journey. And the reason I do that is not just to reflect on me, but to really say how God works in our lives and works in everybody's lives, and we can all reflect on that journey. So, I was raised, born and raised a Catholic. I did all the things. I went to, you know, grammar school. I was an altar boy. I sang in the choir right down the freeway at St. Charles Borromeo in North Hollywood. And went to Notre Dame High School, went away to university, and there I met my wife. And we married, we had three children. As I tell people, we were Christmas Easter Catholics, and raised our kids Catholic, but came to Mass not very regularly. My wife died of cancer, and I had to reflect at that moment, in those months and weeks afterwards, who I was and what was going on. And I made a list of things to do. Get your finances in order, get the kids to school, what are you going to do something with the house? And in that list, which I discovered a number of years later, was a question, and that question was, what is your relationship with God? And about 2 years later, I decided to explore that question a little more deeply, and I wanted to make a 3-day retreat, just a short weekend retreat. And I went to the the Army chaplain. I was in the Army at the time. I spent 23 years in the Army. Had retired, and asked the chaplain, I said, where's a retreat house that I can go to? And I was in Georgia at the time, and he said, well, there's a Jesuit retreat house in Atlanta. And I said, oh, I know the Jesuits, I'll go there. So I went to this retreat, and while I was at the retreat, the priest got up there, the Jesuit, and usually I have a prop here, so I will get a prop because anybody have a missalette? Just here. Here, I got it. Because it was, anyway, he got up there. Now, remember, I'm in the deep south at the time, and he got up there and said, I'm going to base this retreat here on this book right here. It's the Holy Bible, and I'm a born-again Christian, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I kind of squirmed in my seat and said, what's going on here? I have friends in the Baptist community that have to say the same thing. Well, to make a long story short, during that weekend, I had a conversion experience and experienced the love of God in contemplating the passion. And I left the retreat, and Monday evening, one was in college, two of my sons were home, and I announced to them, I said, I'm going to become a priest. And one of them said, Dad, don't you have to go to Mass first? Swear. I said, well, I think that's taken care of. And I explored religious life. I checked out the Jesuits, the Franciscans, and a lot of times, for both of them, well, not for the Jesuits, but for many religious orders, I was too old. The Jesuits, I thought, you know, if I join the Jesuits, I know they have a long formation period. The weekend I'm ordained, I'll start drawing Social Security too. That's just too long. So I entered at the age of 50, so I wasn't so wrong about that, by the way. But the Jesuits gave me a little credit. I felt called to the Jesuits for two reasons. One was the spirituality of St. Ignatius, Ignatian spirituality, and how it spoke to me and to the world, and also the variety of ministries that the Jesuits went into. And so I entered the Jesuits. Two of the same sons dropped me off at the seminary, the novitiate as we called it, and I got out of the car and we had a little gathering and mass, and as they were saying goodbye, they said, now, Dad, study hard and don't drink too much. I think they had that all rehearsed. That's been my journey. God somehow in my life. I've now been a priest for 16 years, baptized some of my grandchildren. Gave First Communion to that two of them. And I really have never had any doubts about my vocation. What a journey, how God has been in my life, but also how God is in all our lives if we just give Him a chance and open our hearts to that. Just as a side note, in addition to my priestly ministry, I'm also a documentary filmmaker and have made a number of documentaries on the Holocaust, two of them on the Holocaust. One, because I found it very interesting, on a retreat, an interreligious, interfaith retreat on the grounds of Auschwitz, and then one also on Polish Catholic survivor of Auschwitz. So that's a little bit an addition, that's kind of an addition to what I do in this ministry. That has opened up to me and where God is operating in that. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful, too, to be here at this parish. What a inspiring parish Holy Family is. I kid with people sometimes at the end of Mass as I'm giving the announcements. I'll say, and don't forget to take home a bulletin if you can carry it. It's got so many pages and it's so heavy. Because that gives you a sense of what this parish is about and all that's going on. It's not one of those two-page flimsy bulletins. It's got many ministries in it. You're very fortunate to have those ministries, those opportunities for spiritual development, and the call of Christ to live our faith. So reflect on your faith journey, and what is your faith journey, and how is God operating in your life? And operated in your life, because If we really look at things, we are graced in so many ways, and so many ways to be grateful. So the Lord be with you, and hopefully you can wish the same to me. Thank you.